Jim DeBacchus says he's resigning to deal with an undisclosed medical condition. But he says the move also frees him to be a stronger advocate for progressive causes.
As a party chair, I often felt constrained about what I would say and what I could say, not wanting to hold candidates from the rural parts of the state to a flaming progressive agenda.
DeBacchus has a new political fund to help progressives get elected. He's also devoting more energy to his partner of 27 years, Stephen Justison. Their marriage was among more than 1,000 same-sex weddings performed in Utah after a federal judge overturned the state's ban. Gay marriage is currently on hold while the state appeals the federal ruling. Meanwhile, the Democrats have built an election war chest of more than $400,000 during DeBacchus's tenure, and the staff grew from 3 to 14. DeBacchus insists the Democrats represent Utah values, even though the GOP dominates.
I have gone out of my way to try to be moderate and to create a Democratic Party whose tent was big enough for many, many points of view. Unlike the pup tent that the Republicans are in, which has a very narrow focus. And if you don't fit into that focus, you're not welcome.
Lavone Little is a volunteer for the Democrats. She says she and many other staffers were devastated to learn that such a strong voice for party ideals won't be at the helm anymore.
He is not only charming, but he really tells it how it is. He doesn't sugarcoat things. He brings to the fore what really is important. They tease him about bloviating. That's all right. We need more bloviating.
DeBacchus will continue to serve as a Utah State Senator and run for re-election in November. The Democratic Vice Chair, Josie Valdez, will lead delegates in choosing a new chairman at the party state convention on April 26th. Judy Fays, KUER News.